All right, this is my review of the film Voyagers, which is a 2021 film starring Colin Farrell and Ty Sheridan as one of the teenagers on board a ship. But before I get too far into the review, I wanted to take a moment to talk about the film that I hoped this would be, which was some sort of a play on the TV show called The Voyagers, which aired in the early 80s, starring John Eric Hexum. And as much as I hate time travel films, I was sort of looking forward to maybe some sort of a movie based on that that's not a comedy, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or something like that. And for those that don't know, John Eric Hexum died a tragic death at the tender age of 26 years old by a self-inflicted wound to the head with a movie prop gun. And I think he thought the chamber was empty. I was looking at Wikipedia yesterday reading about this, and they said that he thought that all the bullets were empty in the gun, but there was one in the chamber. And so that was very, very tragic. He was the main star of that show, really charismatic, much in the way someone like Heath Ledger was, or, you know, tragic in terms of someone who's lost at an early age. But anyway, that is not in any way what this film ended up being about. This was, as some people have put it, a remake of The Lord of the Flies type of a film, but in outer space. And so what we have here is, I guess, humanity. I guess we're heading the end of our planetary usage of Earth is near. And so they've built this ship, and the purpose of the ship was to go to a far star somewhere out there that has a planet like ours that could sustain life. And I'm not sure if it was the end of mankind or if they made it sound like it was more of an exploratory mission, but at the same time, they're saying the amount of years it was going to take, it was like an 84-year trip, and it wouldn't be the teenagers probably wouldn't see the planet. It would be their grandchildren who would be colonizing that new planet. Colin Farrell was the technical lead, the director, almost like their fathers. They were all test tube babies, and they needed some direction growing up and on that ship and being trained as experts in whatever their fields were going to be. At the same time, as they are getting older, they're taking this drink called Blue. That's where the plot wraps around. A lot of the plot wraps around this drink. Now I'm going to be entering spoiler territory here. And the first half of the film was very interesting. You didn't know what was going to happen. I was intrigued to see what was going on. Eventually, you know, this is kind of weird. Their computer software determines that there's some sort of a toxin in their food supply. And they're like, what is this? My thing is, and to me, that's a hole in the plot. Like, really? You've built this ship and you have all of this food and all this stuff that you're supposed to be sending out, and your software is going to tell you that you're giving them, it's going to basically tattle on you that you've been giving them this drink. And the drink was to calm them down, to deaden their emotions so they could be more easily controlled and wouldn't have violent outbursts or behave in erratic manners. But when they discovered that this product had a toxin in it, that they realized it came from the blue. It's the blue drink we have. So a couple of them stopped drinking it. What happened was they started experiencing emotions and feelings that they have never felt before, and they weren't dull, you know. Like, I would imagine this would be the type of drug you would give in a psychiatric ward or something like that. The plot kind of goes on, and a bunch of the crew stops drinking the blue, and they sort of form two factions. One faction was played by Ty Sheridan, who played the part of Christopher, and the other faction was played by Fionn Whitehead, who played the part of Zach. Zach was, in a sense, the evil guy, and he was the one who was like, right at the beginning, I'm going to be your leader. And they're like, whoa. Why are you going to be the leader? This should go to a vote. So they all vote and they end up going with Christopher as their leader. But this didn't sit well with Zach, of course. So he works against Christopher in every way he can and gathers up his friends and undermines him the whole way. You would think, hey, your whole life you were brought up to be cooperative, you'd be on this ship and to be able to propagate mankind on another planet. You would think that you could all get along and follow the rules without having to be on this this drug called blue. They didn't even really say what was in it, but you can imagine it's just something that deadens the senses. That's what the film revolved around, was their relation, was those two butting heads. And eventually it does come to a head as Christopher finds out that Zach was the one who was responsible for Colin Farrell's character, Richard, getting killed. When they were first discovering they had feelings, they were like zapping themselves with electricity, and it was revealed that they zapped Colin Farrell with enough electricity to electrocute him. And he was kind of like the dad to a lot of them. So it was kind of like, wow, why would you do that? Like, I just didn't understand. It didn't make sense, of course, other than him being evil. And so those two battle it out. It gets to a scene with an airlock. And we say bye-bye to Zach. And it looks like Christopher at the same time. But somehow, as Christopher's floating through the air, somehow he catches onto the spaceship, I suppose, and drags himself back in. One thing that they showed also that was kind of fake was when they were struggling right before they got released out of the airlock, Zach had stabbed, I think the girl's name was Sella in the film, stabbed her through her suit. She should have been depressurized and been floating in air. But somehow, I guess, she didn't lose her pressurization in her suit and was able to help Christopher defeat Zach. And then that's kind of where the whole film, it was interesting. It led up to that moment where Zach's eliminated, and they're able to continue on their adventure of a lifetime, literally. I was kind of surprised. I thought the credits would roll right there, but they didn't. There was a few more minutes left in the film, and that's where we see the older versions of all the teenagers, basically in their old age, and then they show the ship landing on the planet, and then the credits roll. So I found it interesting. Unfortunately, I didn't like where it went in the second half of the film. It got really weird. There were some things that were unbelievable. However, I did like the film, so I would give it 3 stars.